David Crane has some experience in indicting a sitting head of state. He was founding chief prosecutor for the Special Court for Sierra Leone, and he indicted Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, back in 2003. Mr. Crane says today's warrant serves notice that Gaddafi, his son, and his intelligence chief have committed crimes that are within the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court.
So now nations of the world are on notice, and there is an obligation to turn them over should they be in the custody of, for example, a state party to the International Criminal Court. That is the legal standard and the legal procedure. However, that will be an issue, more of a political decision by the international community to actually hand these individuals over someday for a fair and open trial.
And so in the meantime, though, until that day does happen, and we know in the cases of many other world leaders who have also been indicted, there can be a long time between an arrest warrant being issued and an actual arrest happening. In the meantime, for Muammar Gaddafi, is there a practical implication to this, to having an arrest warrant hanging over your head?
He probably will not be able to travel. However, we're finding that that's just a theory with Omar al-Bashir going to China.
This is Sudan's president.
Going to China, invited by China, and there's an arrest warrant for him, and so nations of the world should hand him over. But again, this is a political issue now, not a legal one. So at the end of the day, the practical effect of the arrest warrant itself is certainly a political embarrassment, so that has some weight. We're already seeing the political effect related to the opposition. Same thing happened in Liberia when I indicted Charles Taylor. The opposition were emboldened and moved quickly towards Monrovia, which saw Charles Taylor being removed from Monrovia to Calabar and then his eventual handover to us for a fair and open trial. I suspect that now the opposition are both being emboldened by this fact, and you can already see that happening, and they'll start moving on towards Tripoli with a renewed sense of righteousness. And we'll see this play out.
Yeah, you said that this is a political embarrassment, but I wonder for who? Does somebody like Gaddafi or his intelligence chief or one of his sons really care what the rest of the world thinks? Because they're not acting as if they do.
Well, again, they may act that they don't, and personally they may not, but they are now boxed in, technically. They are now indicted for international crimes, and that problem will always be there for them. And it does not go away unless the charges are withdrawn or that they are brought before and found not guilty or acquitted of the charges that are before them.
Does it box anybody else in, though, outside of Libya? I mean, there's concern that this arrest warrant may make it harder to negotiate with Gaddafi. Do you think it will?
You know, there is a hardening of positions when you have these situations. But at the end of the day, the law must actually win out. But yeah, absolutely. It's the standard peace versus justice issue. But at the end of the day, you must have peace before justice, but sometimes you must have justice before peace. And it's going to be up to the international community to decide how this plays out.
You have so much experience yourself in terms of the indicting of heads of state as one who was very much involved with the Special Court for Sierra Leone and the issue of indicting Charles Taylor of Liberia. What does it mean today to go after a sitting head of state, specifically Muammar Gaddafi?
I think it's significant. I mean, I'm just amazed that just 10 years ago, this was a theory. This was a legal theory. 15 years ago, it was something that was written about in legal text and debated in conferences. But now to actually see this happen to where it is no longer a theory but an actuality, to hold accountable heads of state that kill their own citizens. I mean, looking back on the 20th century, what I call the bloody 20th century, where over 100 million human beings were destroyed by their own governments and nothing largely being done, really these heads of state moved about with impunity. And to see now heads of state being investigated and brought to trial for what they have done to their own citizens is a huge step in the right direction now. So this is a movement forward, and it's a matter of time. And I think that these individuals, to include Omar al-Bashir and Muammar Gaddafi now, they know at the end of the day, looking at the case of Charles Taylor, the international community will hand them over for a fair and just trial.
David Crane, thank you.
My pleasure.
Syracuse University law professor David Crane was the founding chief prosecutor for the Special Court for Sierra Leone.